Well, we're hearing actually good news that there's going to be more money available after this conference is over. The House is estimated a little bit less than the Senate. The Senate come in, I think, close to $600 million, give or take. And I think the House was close to $500 million. But for our job now is to find out just exactly what's going on, how true are those numbers, because it is an estimate. And if that's the case, then that sheds a different light on the budgets we've been dealing with, and we're gonna have to adjust.
Well, for some that aren't exactly familiar with it, what this is sort of a gathering of people that are considered to be in the knowledge of it, kind of a guesstimation of monies that will come in. This is what then you and your colleagues base the budget on. And over the years, off and on, sometimes it's been pretty close. Other times it comes up short. Now it looks like it may be a little bit ahead. How much can you really put into this conference in terms of actual, I guess, trusting it? I know it's how it's done. But what are your thoughts with that?
Well, the thought is, and I did talk to the governor before I left on Thursday, asked him a little bit about it, and I know what his thoughts are as far as not trusting it completely, and I would agree with that, because there's where we're going to get ourselves into trouble if we think it's all actually coming and then we just plug holes in the budget. That's kind of how the budgets have been done over the last probably 9 years. And you see what the results of that are. Every time we turn around, we're in a deficit spending for the next year. So I think some folks are going to get real serious about looking at what's happened here, why did this happen, and if it's really a turnaround in our economy, then I think they'll take it somewhat serious, and we'll try to do the best we can trying to help the different entities that have had to take some and endure some tough hits here. But if it's not here and we're not sure exactly what's happening, is maybe it's an anomaly or something, I still think they're going to use some of it to help offset some of the cuts that have been out there. K-12 would be certainly a priority for me and others, but not the whole thing. The governor is also very serious about trying to pay down Michigan's debt that we owe, and it's extreme with our pension liabilities and these tax exemptions that were out there and committed in the past. So we have got to pay off the debt, but hopefully we can use some of that to offset some of the cuts that have been out there.
Tom, Mark Evans, the other half of this thing, just a quick question about all of this. Now, I realize this is not, you know, the storm is over. It's nothing like that right now, but this is, I would think from the outside looking in anyway, at least a hint of some good news here financially as far as the state is concerned. Is there any indication as to how this surge in the tax revenue came to be? Is there any indication as to how this surplus, whatever it is, how that all came about?
Well, there's some talk down in Lansing. I think the Free Press and the Trade News had reported on some of it. The automakers, they're coming back a little bit. They're hiring some more people. Clearly, that'll have an impact on our economy. But that also ties back into what I said initially, and that's where I think Governor Granholm, when she first got elected, had it right, and that was that we can't rely on the automakers anymore. We've got to rebuild our state and have a new economy so that we're not relying on them. And that would be some of the concern. If there's been a little bit of a resurgence there, we got to be very careful that we don't look at that as that's the norm now. So, you know, we're good to go. We still have to keep in mind we got to stop this deficit spending, fix the structural problems we've got, and pay down debt. So the good news it is, but we got to be cautious with it too.
We're speaking with State Senator Tom Casperson this morning. And Tom, I know that, as you mentioned, you're saying that you would be an advocate of kind of taking some of this money, putting some of it toward alleviating the education cut funding, but also put some of it away, which is what the governor is calling for with the rainy day fund, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we've seen the pattern in the past, and you know, people are concerned about the cuts that are there, and rightfully so. I don't know of anybody that's not. Painful to do stuff like that. Change is difficult, and that certainly is part of it. But on the same token, we've got to rethink what we're doing here, and I think getting to a kind of a mindset like you would as a household, someone trying to run a household. You got a debt, you got to put some money aside to start paying down that debt, or you're going to be in trouble. And that's what Michigan hasn't been doing. We've been running on the credit card, and so he's pretty serious about that, and I think he's right.
Since we last spoke, you've been on a series of town hall meetings with your constituents across the district, some of them a little bit contentious, like here in the Marquette area, some not so much. What are you hearing now as you're out there meeting with the constituents and trying to explain the situation as to how things are and what's happening in Lansing, and what are some of the responses that you're getting, even when you kind of jump into the face of the fire, like I know you had to do here in Marquette with some folks? How is that process going?
Going really well, with the exception of, and even that I don't look at as really a bad thing, you know, with the, like you mentioned, Marquette probably was one of the tougher town halls that I did, for sure. But, you know, the people involved in the town hall at Marquette, their livelihoods and everything else are at stake here. And so I don't blame them for being emotional and passionate about it. In fact, I'd probably be in their shoes if I was there too. So I don't think that's a bad thing. I think they're just airing out how they feel and what their concerns are. At the end of the day, we knew that going in, that there was going to be differences of opinion. And so that's what I hear at the town hall meetings. For the most part, though, it's kind of been a mixed bag. Some of the areas actually have been more the other way. People are pressing on us to stay the course, make the changes, even though some people might not like them. We've got to do something different than what we've been doing. And so I think it's still playing out a lot like what people expected back in November. You know, some people voted a different way, and others stayed the course. And at the end of the day, if we don't stay our course and we go back to business as usual, I don't see any fix here. And right now, you mentioned the revenue estimating conference. There's a little bit of a bump there. I think we stay the course, you're going to see more of this start to happen, and we're seeing it across the district. I'm hearing it down across the state. There's some stability put into the financial structure, if you will, of the state of Michigan. That's good for business. That's a good climate for business. If they see us serious about getting our affairs in order, they're a lot more likely, I believe, to start looking at more investment in Michigan.